Halloween celebrations may be scaled back this year, but big bags of candy are still filling the shelves at stores. And we want to hear from you now. We want to know your favorite Halloween treat or anytime candy treat at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And let us know if you're buying candy on a Halloween scale, even if you're not giving away on a Halloween scale. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can also post, as many have, on the Ideas Network Facebook page. The website Thrill List released their take on the 30 best Halloween candies of all time. The top 10, I mean, this is biased, I don't know. The top 10 are all chocolate. In the top 5, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups take number 1. Then Twix, Snickers, Kit Kat, Butterfinger. That is my wavelength, I'll say. The first non-chocolate candy on the list moved down to number 11 for Starburst. Other candies that make the list, no particular order here. Flavored Tootsie Rolls, Nerds, Twizzlers, Laffy Taffy, Sour Patch Kids, Jolly Ranchers, and Skittles. Well, how about you? What's yours? Call in at 800-642-1234. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, hot or not? Do you like some of the less popular ones? Let us know. And again, are you buying or not? I admit I have. I made a mistake. I did not. I just got a big bag of M&Ms, not individual packages. It's easy to keep eating them. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Here are some of your responses on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Ken writes, "This will age me, but Smarties and Bazooka gum were the worst to me. Pennies are obviously not candy, but there was a letdown to find a handful of pennies in the bottom of the trick-or-treat sack. Mounds and Almond Joys were my favorite." Bazooka gum, yeah, I mean, you got the comic book, though, and you can keep up with the doings of Bazooka Joe, so that's cool. Let's bring out a caller now at 800-642-1234. Gary is with us in South Milwaukee. Gary, hi.
Hi. I said M&Ms. Love them.
M&Ms, and like straight up M&Ms or peanut?
No, peanuts. I need the straight up.
All right. And I'm there mostly with you, but I wouldn't turn down the other kinds. Gary, thanks a lot for getting us started at 800-642-1234. Jeff wrote on the Ideas Network Facebook page, says 2020 has been a candy rich year for us. Halloween daily. And Linda says been wearing masks and eating candy since March. Now, here's a good one. Jill says, don't hate on me. I won't, Jill. But I actually like the peanut butter taffy in the black or orange paper, referring to, I think they're called Mary Janes. And Mark replied, when I got older, whenever I got them in my bag, I would leave them in the yard or throw them down the street. Don't do that at home, kids. Kathy said, when they go through their hall, Dad would get those. I think, doesn't one of the Central Time producers like those? JC, maybe? They're kind of weird. It's like wax in candy form. Well, you could call in at 800-642-1234 with your favorite Halloween candy. Linda joins us next in Madison. Linda, hi.
Hi.
All right, what do you like, Linda?
I like Tony's Chocolonely because they're fair trade, and any kind of chocolate that is produced fairly and not exploiting children in the slave labor industry is something I just want to support and try to advocate for.
All right. And you have a favorite flavor, dark, light chocolate of that fair trade chocolate?
Dark chocolate with almonds.
All right. That sounds great, Linda. Thanks a lot for calling in at 800-642-1234. Ryan is with us now in Platteville. Ryan, what's your candy?
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about the Baby Ruth.
Okay. It's been forever since I've had a Baby Ruth bar, Ryan. Remind us what's in them.
I think it's like some peanuts and caramel and not really all that sure what else is in it. But
they're a top choice for you?
I don't sell them anymore.
That's my top choice, yeah. Hold on. I'll have to do some internet research if I can reach over here and type while we're talking. But you think they should bring them back?
I think they should bring them back.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. We are taking your favorite and, if you'd like, least favorite Halloween candies at 800-642-1234. Speaking of least favorite, Judy wrote on the Ideas Network Facebook page, candy corn, ugh. Yeah, once upon a time I liked it, but yeah, I wouldn't give it up for candy corn anymore. Back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Lynn is with us in Racine. Lynn, hi.
Well, actually, one of my favorites was mentioned. It's the molasses kisses, the Mary Janes. They're not made anymore because the company that made them, Necco, got sold to Spangler, and my husband's favorite were Necco wafers, and they weren't around either, but they resurfaced this year, and Spangler is making them, and my husband says they taste like the old ones.
Now, I got to say, Lynn, my family went through a Necco wafer phase. My brother and my dad and I, you know, the multicolor and the chocolate, and it's kind of like chalk a little bit in texture, and the flavor's weird, but we loved them. And your husband, same thing?
He loves them, and his birthday was Friday, and our Walgreens had them again, and I bought him some, and he was absolutely thrilled.
Fantastic. It's little things. Lynn, thanks a lot for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. AJ joins us now in Green Bay. AJ, hello.
Good afternoon. My favorite is anything that has chocolate on it or in it. If it's any kind of chocolate, I guarantee I'm going to like it. And like with all of the sugary stuff, like Sweet Tarts and Smarties and all that stuff, to me, that is just a waste of sugar. Put it in chocolate.
I'm right there with you, AJ, and my wife is kind of the opposite. There's a lot of things she's like, I'd eat the inside of that if it didn't have the chocolate around it. So more for you and me, I guess, with the chocolate stuff, AJ.
They are fantastic. Yep.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Talking about Halloween candy, your favorites or least favorites. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Jackie on the Ideas Network Facebook page says, best nerds, worst banana Laffy Taffy. Yeah, okay. I'm done with that. Diane joins us in Jefferson. Hi, Diane.
Hi. Hey, the Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop.
Oh, yeah.
I never get to the center. I always start chomping on the candy beforehand.
Just like the commercials.
Yes, exactly. But it's really the smell of all the candy together that gets me every year. And whether I eat the candy or not, it's that bag or that bowl. And I put my shoes in it and I smell it. And it reminds me of my childhood.
I definitely feel that when I bring home the candy from the grocery store. Diane, thank you so much for calling in. Let's go to another caller now. Mike is with us in Madison. Mike, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to throw in my 2 cents for the Toffee candy bars, Heath bar, and its big and much better cousin, Score candy bar. I don't know even if they're made anymore because I don't eat sweets anymore, but oh, my God, they're delicious.
I think I see them at the store, Score. That's like S-K-O umlaut R or something like that.
Just look up delicious.
Sounds good. Mike, thanks a lot for calling in. Appreciate it. Oh, did you have a least favorite, Mike? Oop, I said bye too soon. That's my fault. I think he had a least favorite, too. We'll assume it was something gross. How about Connie now in Whitewater? Connie, hello.
Hello.
What do you want to recommend, Connie?
Oh, those suckers that have the caramel apple and the sour apple.
Oh, those are your favorite flavors.
Yes, that's my favorite Halloween candy.
Okay. All right. I don't know. What's that?
Growing up as a child, my mother made popcorn balls every year for many years. And we'd always get those and put those in, we'd wrap them and put them in everybody's Halloween bag.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I could go with a popcorn ball now. Thanks for calling in, Connie, at 800-642-1234, talking about our favorite and least favorite Halloween candies. Might have an answer here from a caller on a controversy. Dan is with us in Hurley. Dan, hello.
Hey, I'm happy to update. I'm 60 years old, and I found Baby Ruth in a variety pack. I'm not sure which store I bought it from, but Baby Ruth, and they were mixed in with Butterfingers and another one. I can't think of the name of the other one that was there, but I've had tons of Baby Ruth in the last month.
All right, so they do, unless you found them, you know, at an archaeological site, they are still being made, it sounds like.
Yes, they are, and they're fresh.
All right, and I looked it up. The ingredients, peanuts, caramel, milk chocolate-flavored nougat, I guess, covered in compound chocolate. And, oh, yeah, present tense, it is distributed. Okay, well, thank you so much for clearing that up. Let's see, we got time for another caller or two. Josh joins us now in Eau Claire. Josh, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
All right, what do you want to recommend? What's your candy?
Sixlets. Gotta have Sixlets in the Halloween bag.
I don't know what that is.
They're little chocolate balls. They're similar to M&M's, but they come in a plastic sleeve.
Okay, I think I've seen that. I guess I didn't know what they're... Oh, yeah, I'm looking at a picture now. I recognize them. I wouldn't have known the name. Okay, do they taste basically like M&M's, or are they different?
They're a little bit sweeter than M&M's. They're by far one of the best candies.
All right, thanks a lot for that call. I think one more caller, Rhea is with us in Oconomowoc. Rhea, hi.
Hi.
All right, what's your favorite candy, Rhea?
My favorite candy is Sour Patch.
Sour Patch. Now, when I was a kid, I liked sour stuff, and I don't anymore. Why do you like sour stuff like that?
I don't know. It's just sweet stuff is too sweet for me. I need something with a little more oof.
Well, that makes sense, Rhea. Thanks a lot, and thanks all of you for calling in. Well, you, this is lively. This is on people's minds. You can keep sharing your Halloween candy thoughts over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.